Now some news from the world of sports. And hey, I told you those Eagles were going to be tough. Okay, to be fair, I picked the New England Patriots to win by 3, but like a lot of people, I did not expect a 41-33 Philadelphia victory that was pretty much all offense. This game, this Super Bowl, saw a record set for most total combined yards, not just in Super Bowl history, but in any NFL game ever played, regular season or otherwise. I mean, honestly, how do defenses on both sides take the day off for the biggest game of the year? 1,151 yards between both offenses. Tom Brady set a record for most yards through the air in the Super Bowl, 505 total yards, and he was the losing quarterback. There was one punt in the whole game, one. I get it that both these teams have potent offenses, and Eagles quarterback and game MVP Nick Foles played the game of his life, outdueling Tom Brady. Even though technically Brady threw for more yards, Foles was better when it counted, not only throwing for 3 touchdowns, but becoming the first quarterback in Super Bowl history to catch one, burning the Patriots on a play very similar to one they tried earlier in the game on a 3rd and 5 that failed when the ball tipped off Tom Brady's fingers. So it was an extra slap in the Pats' face when Foles eased into the end zone on a 4th and goal to pad Philly's lead in the first half. And that leads us to another shocker in this Super Bowl. After all the hoopla, well-deserved, about what a brilliant tactician Patriots head coach Bill Belichick is, the adjustments he makes, the intimidation factor, etc., he was flat-out out-coached by Philly's Doug Peterson, who continually rolled the dice last night, showing no fear whatsoever and obviously sensing that New England's defense really just didn't know how to stop Foles or the Philly offense on 3rd down or 4th down. Peterson also called for a gutsy go for it on 4th and 1 with the ball around midfield. The game very much still in flux at that point. That one worked as well. And as long as I'm daring to question the wisdom of the stoic to the end, Belichick, was it really a good idea to keep cornerback Malcolm Butler on the sidelines for almost the entire game? Butler was the guy who saved the Patriots' bacon against Seattle 3 years ago when he intercepted a pass at the 1-yard line to preserve New England's win. But he played only on special teams last night, not a single down on defense. And he was visibly upset about it after the game, saying the Patriots gave up on him and that he could have changed the game had he been in there. It's hard to argue, given how porous the Patriots' defense was all night. Belichick was his usual tight-lipped self, saying only when questioned that he put the players out there that he thought would give the team the best chance to win. But you have to wonder if Butler's benching was disciplinary, as he did not fly out with the team earlier in the week. He claimed illness, and if he was sidelined to send some kind of message, I don't think it got through, and probably wasn't the time to make that kind of point. Eric Rowe, the former Eagle, started in Butler's place. He was burned on a number of plays on 3rd down, and he allowed an Ashlon Jeffrey touchdown before Stephon Gilmore switched over to cover Jeffrey and effectively shut him down, but only after the damage had been done. Another record set in this game, there was only one sack recorded by either team all night, and boy, was it a big one, a costly one for the Patriots. With about 2.5 minutes left on the clock and the Pats trailing by 5, plenty of time for Tom Brady to do what he does and drive the Pats downfield for a potential game-winning touchdown, Brandon Graham of the Eagles got to Brady, stripped the ball from his grasp before recording the sack, and gave the Eagles the turnover, which turned into 3 more points and ended any realistic hopes of another miraculous Brady comeback. His final Hail Mary into the end zone for a helpless Rob Gronkowski was batted to the turf. I'm a little mystified by this game, honestly. If you're an Eagles fan, congratulations. Your team was the underdog, and the franchise has finally won its first Super Bowl, doing so in dramatic fashion and with a journeyman quarterback who played better than the greatest of all time on the biggest stage possible in the one game that mattered most. But I can't really call this a great football game, because while nobody wants to see a game filled with 3 and outs and punt after punt, defense is still a part of the game. And it's necessary for even the most voracious of offenses to produce victory. The Patriots found that out the hard way last night, denied their 6th championship ring because the defense was non-existent. And perhaps because the Patriots coaching staff was a bit overconfident when they should have realized you can only go so many times to that comeback win for the age as well before it runs dry. All that said, I don't want to take this to be taken as sour grapes. The Eagles played a masterful game. They deserve to win, and fans should revel in their first ever championship. But maybe, just maybe from now on, Eagles fans, you can drop that whole "we're so proud to be belligerent" thing and stop throwing snowballs at Santa Claus. He doesn't deserve it. Now, believe it or not, there were other games played yesterday, and at least Boston sports fans have Al Horford's almost last-second shot go through to produce a 97-96 win over Portland in Boston. He scored with just 3 seconds left on the clock. In the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens won their second game in a row, beating Ottawa 4-1, with Thomas Plekanec registering point number 601 for his Montreal career, and that puts him in 13th place all-time on Montreal's scoring list, and that is a pretty impressive list. Remember, that's filled with guys named Guy Lafleur and Rocket Richard, Yvon Cormier, and many others. In local ski carnival action, Dartmouth beat out host UVM to win the UVM Carnival. The Big Green's Nordic Ski Squad leading the way, taking 3 out of 4 events on Saturday. Dartmouth finished first with 969 points. UVM took second, 932. UNH finished third with 701. And in slalom events on Saturday, the Castleton University men's alpine ski team swept the podium for the first time in school history. Paul Reckberger, Anton Smith, and Jan Klindek taking the top 3 places in ECSC McConnell Division races on Saturday.